Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, it is from the 2018 Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. Acronym is Jim Irvine.
SHOT.
Now, what came first, the acronym or the name? And then somebody went, oh, that spells SHOT.
How about that?
Was it the song lyrics or the music? Which came first?
Any idea? Music. Definitely the music first.
Which one's music? Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade or SHOT? It's all music, right?
It all goes together perfectly. What an awesome week.
Jim Irvine, Buckeye Firearms Association, awesome to have you here. Love it. I'm glad you made it out this year. It's always good to see you.
It's fun. Things are going great for us politically, working on stuff in Ohio and a couple other places. And the FASTER program is going outstanding. We've got demand bigger than we can meet again this year.
I know, and I want to talk about that with you in some great detail. But let me go around the corner here and introduce one of my favorite people on planet Earth. I mean, he's just... it's a satellite radio moment word I can't use on the airwaves, so I won't. I'll just say he is bad, and you can fill in the blank. It's Ernie Emerson from Emerson Knives. Ernest, let me shake your paw. How
Hello,
you doing?
Mark. My pleasure to be here.
So glad you called last night. I said I got to get you in here and mic you up. It's great to see you.
My pleasure again. I walked by the booth, and I thought, damn, I wonder if he's sitting here tomorrow. So
and here we are.
I gave it a shot, and here we are.
You did it. And I got to tell you something. If you don't know anything about Emerson Knives, give us the website, please.
www.emersonknives.com.
Just like it sounds, EmersonKnives.com. And they are, without a doubt, the finest blades you will carry. Carried in, what's the motto? Carried in the worst places on, where is it?
Famous in the worst places.
Famous in the worst places. And you know, Jim, you're shaking your head because I know you're familiar with Ernie's products. The Blade Show is held not far down the road from my home outside Atlanta, Georgia, every July. And it is basically the SHOT Show of knives. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, it's the cutlery industry's major, major show, and every knife company and custom knife maker on earth will go to that show to either exhibit or to drink whiskey and have fun. So.
And well, they can drink whiskey and have fun with you because you have what is no doubt the most popular part of that venue, I think, and that's your auction in there. And I've had the privilege to attend that thing. I've been to it twice. Tell us how that works, because it's really unique to the Blade Show, and it's unique to what you do. You created it. How's it work?
Well, my custom knives became very high in demand, and we'd be at a show at a table, and guys would, there'd be a shoving match, damn near a fist fight out in front of our booth trying to grab one of the knives to buy off the table. And my wife said, we have to do something about that because we don't want somebody getting stabbed right in front of our booth. So she said, let's do a lottery, and then we'll have people put their name in a hat, and then we'll draw out, and that gives that person the chance to buy one of the knives. It's not a giveaway, but it grew over the years to the point where we couldn't even have it inside the Blade Show because there were hundreds and hundreds of people.
I made this comment when I was telling the guys earlier that you were going to be here. I was talking about that auction, and I'm going to go out and say this. Jim, this is neat, and honestly, got a true story. I watched my yearly salary pass from the attendees to Emerson Knives for this lottery to purchase these incredible blades. What's the highest price on the auction that you've ever gotten so far on one of your handmade knives?
$25,000.
On one knife?
Yeah.
Paid cash.
Fancy.
And they pay cash at the table. And what Ernie does, he's got a great rock band that plays over in the corner. And he's got some super high premium liquor over there. You got the Johnny Walker Blue, for example, yeah. $250 a bottle. And you got the super high tequilas and everything else. That person gets to walk up, take a photo with him, hand over their 25 grand, pick their shot or whatever they want, get a photo with Ernie, and walk off with that incredible blade that will hold every dollar bill of the value that they paid him for it because it's an Emerson knife handmade by Ernie. That is just bad satellite radio moment word that I can't say on radio, and that is quite cool, and it's really fun to watch. But there is a line of people out the door with wads of cash trying to get in there to buy these knives in this lottery system. It's really, really something to see.
And for you gun guys who don't carry knives, a knife is cool because you can carry it all the places you can't carry a gun, almost all the places.
True. Yeah.
And I mean, the reason the terrorists used them on 9/11 was a knife is 100% effective and it does the job. Taking a knife class is one of the neatest things I ever did because it opened my eyes to another tool of self-defense that you just that I hadn't thought of before. And wow, once you take a look into that world, it's your life will never be the same. You look at everything differently. It's neat.
I'm going to quote you, and then I want to ask you some questions because you are widely regarded as the world's foremost expert in. I'm not going to coin a new phrase. Haberdashery, you know, whatever we want to call it. We'll come up with a good name here. We like to coin or make up our own words here on the show.
Cut foo.
I like that very much. I like that. Ernie told me, listener, a number of years ago on the program, he said, you know, in a knife fight, it'll be over before you know it. You'll feel three punches to your chest and take a few steps and realize that you're now bleeding out for the rest of your life. Because you never know you got hit. You remember telling me that?
Yes, I do.
And when that happens in a knife fight, it's like getting punched in the face is the only way I can liken to it. If you've ever gotten a fight when you were a kid, and maybe some of you got into fights when you were adults, whatever the case may be. But you get that punch to the eye, you don't even know you got hit. You don't even feel it until the next day when it's black and blue and swollen and you hurt. You don't get next day when it's a knife to your chest.
No, in fact, one of the old stories from the Filipino knife fighters was what happens to the winner of a knife fight, well, it's when two guys go to the hospital and one guy lives. The winner.
Okay, and blades, and you know this because you've known me a long time, blades scare me to death. I carry a knife every day, but they scare me to death. God forbid I ever have to go to a blade, I am in the wrong situation because they do. They frighten me, the damage that a knife can do. And I think what's more scary to me, Jim, about a knife than anything else, if you were to be attacked by someone with a knife, that individual's deranged. That individual's a sexual thrill. That individual has to get up on top of you. That person wants to get close to you. Where a firearm creates distance and cowardice in a criminal, a knife does not. Ernie, tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, yeah, it's a very personal experience, if you will, and it takes a person who is, deranged to want to do that kind of damage to another person. I always tell people, look, the thing about the knives is this. You need to have a knife. Not so much because you're going to get into a fight or anything like that, but I've actually had personally situations in my family where we've cut people out of cars and accidents. It's man's oldest tool. It's never going to go away, but it is a very personal thing. And honest, in a hand-to-hand combat situation, it's always going to be face-to-face. You know, you can smell the breath of the guy. You can feel his strength, his power, his rage, or whatever. So, yeah, that's a, you know, generally we're the good guys, so
They're hard to defend against too. You can get tremendous damage done to you defending against someone who knows what to do with a knife. So in a personal up close attack, obviously you want to be able to detect this in advance if you at all can, no question about that, so you can avoid it and stay away from it.
Well, Jim, when you talk about the knife defense class, did you guys use anything like a magic marker? Because what you can do is it kind of brings it home, because two guys can tussle for a moment with magic markers in their hands and all of a sudden look at their arms and they've got 25 black lines across their arms. And if you think about it, each one of those would have been a deep cut by a knife. So what happens instantaneously and that fast?
Yeah, and you don't, like you say, you don't even in a class when you swear, no, I didn't get cut. And then you look down or you look at the other person. I mean, the one guarantee in a knife fight is somebody's getting cut.
Well, you
probably
know,
multiple somebody.
Yeah, and you know, I say it's interesting, but everybody's nicked themselves with a knife, maybe slicing a bagel. That happens to be number one the most. I think last statistic I saw, it's the number one emergency room visit is people cutting themselves, slicing bagels and so forth. And I've done it before, and I've got the scar tissue to prove it. And let me tell you, it hurts like crazy on a quarter-inch cut into the fingertip, because your fingertip's going in your pocket all the time. I mean, it's just a painful wound. And to have you want to avoid this at all costs, if at all possible. And there are ways to do that. I'll tell you how to do that when we come into the next break. But, Ernie, something else I was talking about, because I love to reminisce with this stuff with you. I've got one of your knives that was made by a part of a tree from Washington's estate.
Yes, indeed.
Tell us about it real
quick.
That's
the Patriot. One of my friends called me one day and said, Ernie, I got to go and clear some down tree off my property. He goes, it's unfortunate. I live on what was one of George Washington's original farms, and I got to go up there and cut it up because it got blown down in the storm. And I said, wait a minute. And he goes, yeah, it's a shame because it's like a 350-year-old Virginia oak. And I said, you're going to cut it up for firewood? It's George Washington's farm. It was alive when he was the president of the United States.
Part of that is in my safe right now. Yeah. That Patriot knife. Mark Wills and I got a couple of those from you when we were at SHOT Show a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Jim, I don't think, have you seen
it? Yeah, I remember you showing it to me and my laying hands on that knife.
Wow.
And that was very cool.
Really, really, really something to see and feel and hold and know that that is actually from George Washington. And you included that with a copy of the map and the layout and so forth, okay? Hey, listen, when we come back from the break, guys, we're going to continue to move along. Bond Arms is going to be here. We've got Jason Speller from Barrel Block going to be here. It's a possibility we might have Liz Lazarus with her latest novel. I'm writing the blurb for the back cover of that book. And she named a character after me, Detective Walters. But he's a really grumpy guy. And she said, really, there's no similarities. I just used your name. I said, okay.
Just a coincidence.
It's just a coincidence. Right? So my wife's having a great time with that. Boy, I'll tell you what. We're here at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. This is a huge event every single year. It brings us out to Las Vegas at this time of year. Well, we're getting ready to do it again in segment number two when we come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom right here from Vegas at the SHOT Show. Back after this.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. It's crazy. But thanks to our court system, this happens all the time. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete firearms and family defense confidence. It's called the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide, and it's 100% free. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get instant access. It's that easy, and you'll learn a ton of life-saving information. How to detect attacks before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a complete audiobook that I did for you so you can listen in your car. It's 100% free, it's life-changing, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus gun buying checklist. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. That's free instant access. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the floor of the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, otherwise known as SHOT 2018. I've been coming here since 2000. It's hard to believe it's been 18 years. Wow, really crazy stuff. Got a great lineup for you. Before I get there, I want to tell you where you can go to learn some things to avoid one of those attacks we were talking about. You all hear the stories in the news. I know you do, and you hear it here on the program on a regular basis. Good guy uses a gun to protect and defend his family, then he's the one that gets arrested. We've all heard the stories. It's crazy, but thanks to the court system, that happens all the time. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete firearms and family defense confidence. It's called the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. It's 100% free. I'm a big fan of free stuff. You know it. As long as it's not coming from your tax dollars, I consider it free. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get instant access, and it's that easy. That's where you're going to learn what I was just talking about with Mr. Emerson, how to detect an attacker before they see you. That's critical. That's how you win the fight. You avoid it at all costs. How to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a complete audio book so you can listen in your car. I recorded the audio for you. It was a lot of work, but I had a great time doing it. It's 100% free, and it's life-changing. For a limited time, you're also going to get a bonus gun-buying checklist. Don't miss this opportunity. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. armedandresponsible.com. Let's go around the table here because we have to move quick. Ernie, welcome back. Was I right? Avoid the attack at all costs.
That's part of the program. You have to avoid at all costs.
Same thing with a firearm as well. Jim Irvine, welcome back. Always great to have you here from Buckeye Firearms.
You can't lose a fight that you avoided and were never in.
Best way to win a gunfight is to avoid it at all costs. Sitting over to your left, Gordon Bond from Bond Arms is here. Gordon, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks
Dude,
for having me here.
Let's talk some firearms while we're at it. We're talking knives. Let's talk some guns. Bond Arms, you guys have got some really cool stuff. Famous for the Derringers.
Yep.
In what calibers?
Well, Bond Arms, for those who don't know anything about it, we have interchangeable barrels. And with the interchangeable barrels, with just one screw, you can switch out 36 different barrels and 16 different calibers.
So that's where I was going, 16 different calibers by switching out a barrel.
So you can go from a 22 long rifle to a 10 millimeter on the same frame.
You're all shaking your head, yes. Okay? Everybody wants one of these things. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have one. I know people who have them, and I have had the privilege of firing one, but I don't own one. I'm going to have to change that. One of my favorites is the Texan. And, you know, I go back, North American Arms, I have some of their small revolvers, too, and they've got one of the long, it's called the, I don't even remember what it's called, but it's a long, looks just like a six-gun, you know, like Clint Eastwood used. The Texan here reminds me of that, with an over-under shotgun look to it, and it's just absolutely satellite radio moment cool.
Absolutely. And that actually shoots up to a 3-inch 410 or 45 long Colt. And so that is a lot of fun to shoot. Now, on that same platform, we are just introducing our new 44 mag with Magnaport, and that is a beast.
I want to know, how's that thing shoot?
A beast.
It's got to be fun, though. All right.
It is.
In the essence of time, I want to move over to the Bond Bullpup. Is this new for you?
It is. The company Boberg, they were around for about 4 years.
Right.
We bought them about 2 years ago. We spent the last year and a half, 2 years perfecting it and making it better, and because there was a lot of issues to work through with the gun. We've in the last couple of months, there's been all sorts of reviews, made the cover of Guns and Ammo. With that gun, and you know, some of them in their 5-star ratings are giving us a 6-star on the gun, so we're getting great reviews on the gun.
3 1/3 inch basically, right?
That's right. In a 5.1 inch length, there's a 3.35 inch barrel.
Now you've got something really cool to tell us about that, because there's an accessory to it that we're all going to want.
There is, and it's pretty cool. And see if you can
all
get
right.
That.
Okay. Now I've got to play Theater of the Mind for you, listener, because what I'm looking at is a bullpup. That's a 9mm.
9mm.
With a suppressor on it.
That's right.
Now.
So total length is 10 inches. So the suppressor is approximately 5 inches. It's titanium. It's non-threaded. It's a non-threaded barrel.
Now, how's
which is very unusual.
Okay, how's that going to fit into the muzzle?
It is sort of like your air chuck.
Right.
And very unique design.
Just kind of a lock system. Yeah. It's going to click into place, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
You know, I bet that click makes more noise than the silencer, according to everything I see on TV. That gun probably goes...
Yeah, it just depends on what kind of ammo you're shooting.
Oh, you irresponsible silencer maker, you. I love you guys. That's absolutely beautiful. Hey, Gordon, it was a pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much. Where can people go get all the information so they can go out and buy these things?
You can go to BondArms, B-O-N-D-A-R-M-S, .com, or you can call us at 817-573-4445.
Excellent. Very good. And this goes out on podcast to hundreds of thousands, so everybody's got the info. Just go to BondArms. I'm on the website right now. It's very cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for being here at 2018. All right, we're going to move over to Liz Lazarus real quick. We're going to move really, really fast. There we go. We'll swap some headphones out. Liz, your book. You were on the program with me not long ago in the home studios back in Georgia. Where are you now? What's the book? Tell us about the book. We got to move quick.
So the new book is called Plea for Justice. Mm-hmm. It's about a paralegal whose friend is accused of being the Snapchat killer. He takes a plea deal, goes to prison, reaches out to her, Jackie, from prison to help prove he's innocent.
So I'm halfway through.
And yes, you are.
Halfway through, and I got to be honest with you. I was planning on killing the other half on the way out here, but I couldn't get a download to actually download it from the PDF. I thought the PDF would just open, and it didn't.
Oh,
so suffice to say, I'll download it and fix it and do that on the flight back. But this was taken from personal experience for you.
The first book was. This one is complete fiction. So Free of Malice was based on a personal attack, and that was my first book that came out in 2016. I wasn't necessarily planning to write a second book, but the reviews were so good,
right.
And people said, hey, can't wait to read the next book. So Plea for Justice will be out this May.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing the back cover because I'm going to write the blurb for you on that.
Yes,
it's going to be
are.
Pretty cool. And there is tell now, I got to know about the detective. I have to know because people are ribbing me a little bit about it. They say he's grumpy. Is it me?
He's a gruff old guy, but I've told you I did that to naming the detective Walters was just a nod to you because you're my buddy, but he's not your character.
Okay, all right. Well, that's not what my wife thinks, but that's okay.
Oh, and speaking
she
of
says
your...
it's grumpy. It's got to be you. She's got you nailed.
Speaking of your wife, I've got a present for her because Jackie's the protagonist in the book.
Right, right.
I paired up with Hiding Hilda and designed a carry back, which we are calling the Jackie. So it was just launched yesterday. Be available through Hiding Hilda, and I had the fun of designing a bag.
Now, did they launch that here?
They launched it at SHOT Show yesterday.
Okay, so they're talking with dealers now. See, this is why SHOT is so fun, you guys, because you get to everything that we see here is going to wind up on your shelf somewhere during the year. And what we get to see on this floor that the general public doesn't get to see, and I hate to play that inside baseball thing, but at least we get to talk about them, some of the things that might not make it onto the floor, some of the new ideas that don't make it on the floor we get to see, and some that should and some that don't. And this now, who makes this?
It's made by Hiding Hilda. It's called the Jackie. It's $109, and it actually beat my book because the book's not going to be out till May, but the bag is out as we speak.
That's great.
And your wife is getting one.
Excellent. Do we have a website for it?
Well, HidingHilda.com, and then for my book, LizLazarus.com.
Sounds good to me. That was a perfect place to end this segment. When we come back in, we're going to be talking with Ernie Emerson, and I want to talk with you about everything you've got going on because Ohio is setting the trend when it comes to schools and school safety. You guys are doing it. And Ernie Emerson is going to stay here. I'll be back with Jim Irvine, Ernest Emerson, and Jason Speller from Barrel Block right after this. Don't go away. We're live on the SHOT floor in Vegas.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
And we're having more fun than we should be able to have. So at SHOT 2018, I've got to tell you, they're fighting over... I'm getting a loop here, Sean, if you can... There we go. If you ever walk around a SHOT Show floor, what do they call it? Rob Pincus, you're here. What do they call it? The SHOT Show crud.
Oh, crud. It's crud. I've heard of it. I've
brought it home.
27 years impervious.
Well, you guys were fighting over the hand sanitizer. We got a classic picture of Ernie Emerson and Rob Pincus fighting over the hand sanitizer. Welcome back to the show, guys. Jim Irvine, let's talk with you first. Then we're going to go back to Ernie. Then we'll go over to Rob Pincus, who's got one segment with us. Ohio, I want you to tell us what's going on. You've got a program up there that is making national news. It's keeping our kids safe. And the mainstream, lamestream media still won't give you any credit for the incredible inroads you're making in keeping children safe in schools. What is it?
Since Sandy Hook, we have trained over 1,100 school staff members in 200 Ohio school districts. We got 12 states. We're going to knock down a few more this year. Last year, we conducted our first out-of-state class in Colorado.
And we've got more. The bottom line is we are sick and tired of our kids getting slaughtered in schools, and we are teaching our staff members, not all of them, it's not for everybody, but work with the schools, pick out a couple key people, get them trained and armed, and they're protecting kids' lives. In Ohio today, we've got hundreds of people carrying guns in our schools to protect our kids.
You would think that you think Lester Holt would be all over that. But he's too busy in North Korea fawning over a dictator. Let me. What's the program called?
Faster. Faster saves lives.
What does Faster stand for?
It's Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. So it's a politically correct way of saying we are going to arm our school staff and they're going to protect our kids. They protect from everything else. The idea that we cannot trust our teachers. They spend a lot of times more time a day with our kids than the parents do. They love our kids. They'll die for our kids. Let's get them the tools, the training, and the skills, and the mindset so that they win and live for our kids.
Protecting our kids, that's so politically incorrect. Ernie Emerson, let me go over here to you real fast. We have footage of convenience store clerks saving bags of potato chips because they're being robbed. And we applaud them for the actions they take behind the counter with the firearms that they use lawfully. Yet we refuse to protect our children in schools because we don't trust our teachers, but we'll trust the convenience store clerk, and we applaud that video when we see it. All freedom-loving Americans cheer when they see the good guy fighting back, and I'm talking about the convenience store clerk that's got one of the most dangerous jobs in this country next to pizza delivery person. You'd never think about that, right?
No, because they have money and they're by themselves, and it's dark out usually by the time you're ordering a pizza. So,
but what makes the what? Why is it okay for the media to cover that and show that tape over and over and over again, yet refuse to talk about programs that are saving our kids' lives, like Faster and Jim Irvine?
Well, you know what? I think it's a strange kind of conundrum because, again, we give those teachers our kids. We give those kids to the teachers. They're in charge of them for 8 hours a day. And I do have a question, Jim. That, do you find that the teachers buy into that? They step up and want to do it? What's your biggest hurdle? Is it the administrators? Who's the ones that come to you?
And I want Rob to get in on this, too, because you do a lot of work in this area as well. So let him answer that, and then you take it over, Mr. Pincus, okay?
In the first couple of years, we were really training gun guys. But over the last 2 years, last year, every class we had people who had never shot a gun until a school superintendent or principal tapped them on the shoulder and said, hey, we're interested in going this way. Would you be willing to go get the training and the tools and do it? So they go buy their first gun. They take a concealed handgun class. They buy a holster. They take our foundation class. They come take our Faster Saves Lives class. They realize they bought the wrong gun. They bought the wrong holster. They got to buy new stuff. They got to buy new clothes. And they work it in. And so it's an incredible sacrifice. The dedication they give has changed my life. It really has. It's unbelievable how good these people are. And it's funny, we used to have law enforcement reluctant to come out. So they're like, well, I'm a cop. I'm a SWAT guy. Why would I want to go train with a teacher? Well, when they come out and they see the dedication, what they realize is these school teachers, they're either shooters for hobby or they're really dedicated at it. Either way, the vast majority of our school staff are better shooters than our cops that are in the class. So now cops want to get in the class because they realize the training is stuff they've never had as a law enforcement officer. And they're like, hey, I need that. I want that. So it's really neat. And the meshing that we've seen between the law enforcement and the school communities when they go home and they continue to work together and train together. We're getting our law enforcement in the schools doing force-on-force training for law enforcement training purposes. And we're getting our school staff members out on the range doing shooting with their local police. So now when event day comes, they know each other. They're friends. They've worked together. That allows them to solve the problem so much faster. The districts that have been doing this for 5 years, it's unbelievable. I was just at a training session on one a month ago, and it's so neat. They're all friends. They know each other, and they work together as a team, not as a cop and as a teacher, but as parents in the community who love their kids and are going to win that fight.
Rob, expand on that, please. You're very involved in this stuff, too.
Yeah, you know, I was living in Ohio at the time of Sandy Hook, and I watched what happened here. Ohio was a leader in this area and a lot of different directions. And I know you've been there since the beginning, TDI, Buckeye Firearms. The growth of this movement and everything Jim just said really, you know, after Ernie's question, this idea of how involved are the teachers. And I got to be honest, I was a little bit skeptical of the idea of let's go take a bunch of guys who like guns and train and shoot anyway and then encourage them to think they're just going to walk into the school system. Because I really, you have to. The school system's not buying in. You can put out all the classes you want and say, here's what you should do. But those parents may or may not be welcome when they show up with, like, we're here to protect the kids. So when the teachers get involved and the impact that you guys, and I've watched it, I still have business interests and I have a lot of friends in Ohio. I spend time teaching in Ohio every year. The impact that you guys have had is amazing. And Colorado, to have it now just becoming more of a national thing. Everybody who cared about all this stuff got involved in school attacker response or active shooter response or something. We all wanted to do something. And you here 5 years later are honestly, your organization, not everybody is so excited about it, right? It, 3 years later, 4 years later, 5 years later, there's not a lot of money in this. Right, it's a lot of people putting in a lot of time and a lot of hard work to protect the kids, and that goes from the school system to the student to local law enforcement. I think one of the cool things I have heard a lot of feedback too from is that you're bringing this from the teacher's perspective and from the private sector, bringing the teachers and the law enforcement together. Far too often, even when there is a relationship, it's the law enforcement guys coming into the school system and say, well, here's what you should do. And quite frankly, just like that guy doesn't, you know, because you went over on a military deployment doesn't mean you know how to carry your Glock and go to the mall. That cop and that SWAT cop, they know what they're going to do when they show up. Mm-hmm. But do they know what those 12-year-olds and what that teacher should do when they're alone behind that barricaded door? And the answer is no. Well, and I think that's what the gap you're filling.
You can combine some of the FEMA stuff that you've talked about, you know, the Ron Duck High. You can combine that with this program.
Absolutely.
In a last-ditch effort.
Yep.
And what I don't understand, and maybe you can explain it to me. Ernie, you want to jump in and explain it to me? I want to know whether or not the teachers, who are so trusted in our communities, I have school-age kids, 13 and 15, middle school and freshman in high school. I trust my teachers, just like you were talking about, Ernie, with my kids' lives during the day. Are the teachers who are involved in their community getting responses and pushing this to the parents who might be, let's say, skeptical because they watch too much MSNBC? Are we changing minds with parents who might not think this would be a great idea, Jim?
Yeah, we are. We've had parents go to schools and say, I'm opposed to it, and then they go look in the school, and they don't see anything, and they're like, well, I didn't talk to any of the armed people. And the superintendent says, yeah, you talked to two of them. Who? Well, I'm not going to tell you which two, but and the people who are opposed go, whoa, well, if this is what you're doing, I support it. We've had law enforcement who didn't like it come to the training and see it and turn and say, yeah, you know what? The key is no one wants untrained people carrying guns in the schools, ourselves included. That's why we offer the training, and we pay for it. It's free. Our foundation raises the money to do this for free, and that's really our biggest setback or holdback now. It's not... We have to say no to schools who want their staff trained because we don't have the funds to train everybody who's asking us now. That's where we're at. The whole mindset has shifted because we've shown them it's not about guns, it's about safety.
Yeah, you know, Rob, I'm convinced. I'm sure you know me long enough to know I'm telling you the truth here. I'm convinced that some people are so dopey that they would think they associate uniform with training.
Because, oh, sure,
all right,
sure.
So my suggestion is let's just put our teachers in uniforms. Maybe then they'll all be trusted. Because we trust airline pilots with our lives at the controls. We can't trust them with a firearm. Go ahead.
But we do wear a nice uniform.
You do wear a nice uniform.
Depends on who you ask. I'm a big fan of school uniform. I think you get rid of a lot of social problems. I like uniform, even if it's just tan pants and a certain color shirt for the kids. And why wouldn't the teachers be part of that? And I went to a military college. We like uniforms there, right? And
I'm telling you.
Works. I like the dislike the structure of the organization for kids. But that aside, I think this is also, by the every time we talk about this, I have to throw this out there. Here's another thing that's happening is we're changing the American mindset because we're teaching kids to fight back and teachers to fight back, and that's important.
Absolutely, that's important. Ernie Emerson, I know we're going to get you in the next segment as well. Rob Pincus, thanks for everything you do. Personal Defense Network, Google him up. Send me an email if you want to know about Rob, markatarmedamericanradio.org. We'll be back from the SHOT Show floor, 2018 here in Vegas. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
From SHOT Show 2018, the fastest hour in radio, is getting ready to conclude. This is the final segment. Thanks for sticking out. I was having a great time with you. Let me get some business out of the way quickly. You know, it wasn't that long ago the USCCA asked me to spend my weekend, literally spend my weekend, recording 164 pages of audio for you. I took a deep breath and I went, whew. That's going to be some more. Yeah, but it was a lot of fun, and it was incredibly informative for me. I learned a ton about how to detect attackers, or how to survive mass shootings, or where to sit and where not to sit in restaurants. I'll give that part away. How many times you walk in a restaurant, the first thing out of your mouth is you look at each other and say, booth or table? There's a difference in where you can defend yourself better from, and you'll learn all about it. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com, okay? Armedandresponsible.com. You can also keep yourself out of trouble because they teach you things, how to get through the justice system if, God forbid, you lawfully defend yourself with a firearm and then find yourself on the wrong end of the system simply for exercising your right to defend your life. It happens. I know. It's crazy. But armedandresponsible.com gives you instant access. You're going to get the bonus gun buying checklist for free. It's 100% free, 164-page guide, 100% free. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now, armedandresponsible.com. Ernie Emerson to my right, legend. Ernie, I have to say that because it's true.
You flatter
me. It's so true. Legend, man. I love it. But some of the best radio is often the radio that we don't get to hear because it occurs during the breaks. And when we do that, I like to bring it back to the listener. You were talking with Jim Irvine after his segment, and you said something profound to him. What did you tell him?
Well, I said, Jim, what you're doing is a good thing on every front. Children, we're all parents of children, so they are our most precious thing that we have in our lives. And for you to be able to do something like that and protect them and maybe prevent something from happening, that's...
Where's the downside to what
there
we just...
There is no downside.
Where is the downside? Why isn't the media... I'm going to ask a double-edged question here. First of all, why I'll pick on Lester Holt because he's out gallivanting with a dictator. Why isn't Lester Holt talking to teachers who are armed in Ohio schools, protecting our children instead of running around hobnobbing to a dictator? Why isn't he discussing that?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of it is fear. It has to do with fear. People are scared of guns. Now, as you know, and our friend Larry Yatch, we've had these conversations before.
Our resident Navy SEAL.
Knowledge destroys fear. So what is Jim doing? He's educating these teachers. He's educating these educators. He's bringing them to the table and not forcing something on them. Again, when you talk about the police, they show up.
You know, we're talking kid safety, brother.
Yep.
And, you know, it's amazing to me because what happens is if they discuss that, then it blows their narrative and their agenda right out of the water, which is all guns are bad and guns can't be good, can't be
and
used to defend our kids.
And they don't jump off the table and shoot themselves.
That's correct. Now let's go into something else with gun safety, barrel block. Jason Speller is here with me from Barrel Block. You're going to be hearing a lot about Barrel Block over the coming months on Armed American Radio and on the live show and the podcast. It is a real pleasure to have you here, Jason. Thanks for joining
us today.
Good
to be here. Thank you for having us.
All right. Child safety. We're all parents here. As we were talking with Jim Irvine about keeping our kids safe in school. What about keeping our kids safe at home?
Well, you know, when we look at it, it was just like Ernie was talking about as far as the whole training component. When we talk about firearms training, and it doesn't matter whether you're training with a child or whether you're training as an adult, whether you're a law enforcement officer training or in the military training, there are certain things that we have to do to disable that firearm to make sure that it is safe. However, keep this in mind. You can buy blue guns, you can buy replicas to train with and so on and so forth, but they are not your firearm. They are not the firearm that you would carry every day out in the field to protect yourself. So training with that gun is an extremely important aspect of your overall firearms training. What Barrel Block does is it disables that firearm and keeps it from chambering around, but it does that without you having to disassemble the firearm.
Mm-hmm.
So literally it slides right in through the open ejection port or on a rifle with the bolt locked to the rear. And then there's a second component that snaps into the top of your magazine. That component is what we call the mag block. That tricks the gun into thinking that it has live ammunition in it,
mm-hmm.
and that allows the gun to function just like it would have live ammunition in it. So now when you're training, zero training scars. You can do your reloads, your malfunction exercises, your dry fire training. That firearm is going to function just like it would in the real world. So now you can train anytime, anywhere.
Your gun.
In complete safety with
your
firearm.
And over all the training I've taken over all the years, I've always been told, bring the gun that you carry.
That's exactly right.
I don't want to take a gun because, oh, it's comfortable for me to train in the heat in and then go back out and pick up my Glock 19 and go out where I just spent a week and $2,000 training with a gun I'm not going to use in a real
right.
life situation. You wouldn't suggest that with your products either, would you?
No, you got to use what you're going to use in a high-stress environment because it's a matter of split seconds.
You're going to default to your training is what's going to happen, and this gives you the added extra components of being able to do that. The company is Barrel Block. The website is blocksafety.com. That's B-L-O-K. safety.com. Did I get that right?
That is correct.
I'm looking at some of the photographs scrolling through here. It's very cool. Now, you're going to be heard on this program. You're going to be heard on the Monster Cast, and I believe you're the podcast and all
correct.
Coming up. And we're looking forward because this stuff not only saves lives, but it also saves lives in the sense that it gets us the same gun we use in the field, like you said, in our hands. We're not going to make a mistake that might harm us
correct.
On the street in a real-world situation. Now, you may or may not know I pulled a firearm to defend my life 15 years ago in Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Glock 36 is what I carried, and I modified that gun. I'm not going to name the product. It doesn't matter, but let's just say I changed out the main spring, and that gun wasn't functioning properly. I've talked about it on the air before. I'm not going to knock the product because it wasn't necessarily defective. I don't know what was the problem. It doesn't make any difference. The fact of the matter is about every third shot out of that Glock 36 would malfunction, and I never trusted the gun again ever. I never went back to that firearm ever. I never could. It has nothing to do with it. Glock makes a wonderful gun.
Right.
I carry a 17 and a 19. But I adhere to what you're talking about. That's why I got rid of that firearm, and I've shifted, and now I train with one or two guns all the time because those are the two guns I carry.
Excellent.
Yeah, when your life's on the line,
when
you
your
can't
life's
have
on
a
line.
Mistake.
You can't do it, and to me it was just a mental block. This seems to me, and I'm going to be looking at the product more. I have some at home. This seems to me create the opportunity to do just that.
Absolutely.
Mindless.
I've got a question.
Yes.
What are these available for? Did you pick, like, the top-selling guns? Or
they're actually universal. Available? They're universal per caliber. So if you have a 9mm, it'll fit in any 9mm. And so we manufacture them in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, 45, 357 SIG, and 380 on the pistol side, and then 5.56, 223 on the rifle side.
Okay.
Oh,
the
that's great.
Website is blocksafety.com. That's B-L-O-K, safety.com. If you have kids, take a look. Even if you don't have kids. This is a training tool as well as a safety tool, and that means safety for you. So it's safety all the way around, blocksafety.com. Jason, thanks for being here. A pleasure.
Thanks so much for
having us.
We're
going to be talking to you here again real soon. Ernie Emerson, where can people find out everything they need to know about your knives?
Well, www.emersonknives.com.
What's your favorite one? I've got four of your knives, and I have to tell you, I think the Roadhouse is probably my favorite of the stable.
Roadhouse is right up there, but we got a new one out now called the Sax Knife. It's a copy of a Viking folding knife, and that's kind of up there at the top of my favorite list right now today. So,
what size is it?
It's about a 3.5-inch blade and about a 4-inch handle, so it's about 7 inches overall.
That's a doable carry.
Fits in your pocket.
That's a pocket carry. That's about right up there with a Roadhouse, I think, in dimensions, right? It's pretty similar.
It's about the same, yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot for that.
All right.
Now I have to add another one there.
Bad for you, good for me.
That's great stuff. Guys, I love it. Now, tomorrow coming up, we've got a heck of a show for you, too. You never know who's going to walk in, but I can tell you who's going to be here right off the bat. And we're going to have Scott Jansen from Warfighter Tobacco, premium cigars, Nicaraguan, Dominican cigars. You're going to be hearing a lot about them on the upcoming programs here over the next few months. Apparel, accessories, and everything from them. Scott will be here. We've got Valor Vet Suicide. This is a big problem. We've got, on average, 22 vets killing themselves annually. PTSD, other issues. Valor is going to be here. We're going to have Mark Bayless here. Sticky Holster is going to be here. Vanessa from Sticky Holster will be here. And also Andrew Branca and Alan Gottlieb will be here as well. Wow, so that
sounds like a good show.
Nice lineup.
Is a heck of a lineup. Man, oh man, oh man. All right, guys, blocksafety.com, BLOKsafety.com, and emersonknives.com for all that stuff. Hope you enjoyed the program today, live from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show 2018. I'm getting old, man. My first one was 2000. I don't want to date myself, but I think I just did. Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, Armed American Radio Daily Defense will continue again tomorrow from this floor, live from beautiful Las Vegas. Until we meet again tomorrow, remember to carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free cave. We'll be back after this.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.